Zeg ik, het zou mij verbazen als hij überhaupt opkomt daar, hoor. Want hij heeft al een hele tijd geen interesse meer getoond in die filmcast. Volgens mij zien we hem nooit meer terug. Is hij gewoon weer andere dingen gaan doen met opera en met de plaza en weet ik veel. Nog meer dingen die hij
doet.
Maar die zien we niet meer terug.
Goedemiddag, heren. Gerard. Zo, Henk.
Ben jij er ook weer?
Hallo.
Nou, wij vroegen ons af of jij nog zou komen, ja.
Ja, eerlijk gezegd had ik er ook weinig fiducie meer in, Nief.
Zullen wij eens even een filmkastje op gaan nemen?
Nou, wij zijn er helemaal klaar voor. Ik heb al een stapel plaatjes klaar liggen. Ik zou zeggen, gaat een keer.
Ja, ik zet het aan, hoor, de spullen.
Ja, ik duik de cabine in en dan zou ik zeggen, we kunnen beginnen.
Ja, had ik niet verwacht. Zeker weer gestopt met zuipen of zo.
Ja, zolang het duurt. Zolang het duurt.
Hallo en welkom bij de Filmcast muziekspecial nummer 5. Dit is geen reguliere aflevering van de Filmcast. Het zal je opgevallen zijn dat ik die al een poosje niet meer gemaakt heb. Zelfs de beloofde kerstspecial is er niet van gekomen en die was toch al bijna af. Het hoe en waarom is nu niet zo belangrijk, maar er luisteren toch nog steeds veel mensen, heb ik gemerkt. En speciaal voor hen heb ik nu toch weer een uurtje muziek samengesteld. Het is weer een selectie van leuke nummers uit oude afleveringen van de Filmcast, afgewisseld met wat nieuw spul. En het criterium is heel eenvoudig, althans voor mij, als ik het maar mooi vind. Blijf je toch luisteren? Ah, dat vind ik leuk. Ik begin rustig aan met een nummer dat niet eens in stereo is en waarvan ik eerlijk gezegd niet eens zeker weet uit welke film het komt. Maar volgens mij herken ik de stem van Danny Kaye, dat is een acteur, dan telt het. En hoe dan ook vind ik het een heerlijk, hartverwarmend liedje.
Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby in ragtime? Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby in ragtime. You can tell the Sandman is on his way by the way that they play, as still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight hush. So you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away to dreamland. High above the moon you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby, don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is nigh, won't you rock me to a ragtime lullaby? Won't you play the music so the cradle can rock to a lullaby?
Time to call it a day.
Sleepy hands are creeping to the end of the clock. Play a lullaby
your
and
troubles
ragtime
away.
You can tell the Sandman is
night. In spite of any sorrow
they play,
there's
as
a brand
still as the trill of a thrush in a twilight
hush.
So you can hear the rhythm of the ripples on the side of the boat as you sail away.
All
to
your
dreamland.
Dreams will come true.
High above the moon, you hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby. Don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is nigh. Won't you rock me to a ragtime lullaby?
Thank you.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
We hoorden Lullaby in Ragtime, Danny Kaye met een mij verder onbekende dame in een mooi en warm duet. En daarna Georgia on My Mind uit de biografische film Ray over de zanger Ray Charles. En je hoorde dus niet acteur Jamie Foxx die hem speelde in die film. Vaderlandsliefde is een belangrijk thema in veel films en dat betekent marsmuziek en hymnes. Amerikanen zijn er heel sterk in. Je hoort een selectie van muziek die, of je nu Amerikaan bent of niet, hoe dan ook emoties bij je los zal maken. Ik begin met het strijdlied van soldaten van het Amerikaanse korps Mariniers. Zingen kunnen die jongens niet, dat lieten ze over aan het Mormon Tabernacle Choir met The Halls of Montezuma. En daarna hoor je die beroemde hymne, The Star-Spangled Banner.
Keep our love.
Twee nummers die niet uit specifieke films kwamen, maar in misschien wel honderden soundtracks zijn verwerkt. Maar je kunt het genre natuurlijk ook in de zeik nemen. En dat moet je aan de mannen van South Park overlaten.
What would you do if you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom? What would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice? Would you think about all them people who gave up everything they had? Would you think about all them warriors? And would you start to feel bad? Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. And if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty thinking fee. And if you don't grow in your bucko five, who will? What would you do if someone told you to fight for freedom? Would you answer the call or run away like a little pussy? Cause the only reason that you're here is cause folks died for you in the past. So maybe now it's your turn to die kicking some ass. Cause folks like you and me, and if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty fucking fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, who will? If you don't throw in your bucko five. Freedom costs a buck of fame.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate, they're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now. I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a backward romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. Everybody, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, sunflower, food. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a bath rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight. It should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Je hoorde Freedom Isn't Free uit de marionettenfilm Team America World Police van de makers van South Park. En daarna het nummer I'll Go Anywhere to Fight for Oil van de komiek Dana Lyons dat ik draaide na mijn bespreking van de film Syriana, of Syrenia zoals ze bij Veronica lijken te denken, in Filmcast 29 was dat. Aan het begin van deze special hoorde je een nummer uit de biopic Ray, maar acteur Jamie Foxx playbackte toen het nummer Georgia on My Mind van Ray Charles. Ja, dat nam niemand hem ook kwalijk. Iemand die kon natuurlijk onnavolgbaar zingen. Maar voor de biografie Walk the Line, over het leven van Johnny Cash en June Carter, gingen hoofdrolspelers Joaquin Phoenix en Reese Witherspoon wel de studio in. Het leverde een heel aardige soundtrack op en nu hoor je hun uitvoering van It Ain't Me Babe.
My window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or someone to open each and every door. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on.
Somewhere after midnight in my wildest fantasy. Somewhere just beyond my reach, someone reaching back for me. Racing on the thunder and rising with the heat. It's gonna take a Superman to sweep me off my feet. How when the mountains meet the heavens above, how when the lightning splits the sea, I can swear there is someone somewhere watching me. Through the wind and the chill and the rain.
Uit Shrek 2 was dat de Britse actrice Jennifer Saunders, die heerlijk tekeer mocht gaan als de boze Petemoei en ook nog dit energieke nummer heeft gezongen. Een waardige opvolger van Livin' La Vida Loca uit deel 1, als je het mij vraagt. TV-tunes mag ik ook graag draaien. Misschien ken je de tv-serie over Sherlock Holmes met Jeremy Brett als de bekende Britse detective. Voor die serie componeerde Patrick Gowers een prachtige tune getiteld 221 Baker Street. Thank you.
Twee heel verschillende speurneuzen achter elkaar met heel verschillende muziek. Je hoorde het thema van Magnum P.I., altijd lekker in de auto, gecomponeerd door Mike Post. Voor echt leuke en mooie filmmuziek moet je bij Ome Disney wezen. Uit Monsters Inc. hoor je nu het duet tussen John Goodman en Billy Crystal, geschreven door Randy Newman, met daarna een introductienummer uit de tijd dat animatiefilms nog gewoon met wildstiften werden gemaakt.
If I were a rich man with a million or two,
I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
And if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied.
You green with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it. Big guy, you always come through. nothing if I didn't have you.
You and me together, that's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing. If I didn't have you to soil, I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me! Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it, I say it anyway.
Cause we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have
you. One more time! And one!
I won't have to say it.
Where'd everybody come from?
All we both know it's true.
Let's take it home, big guy.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
You.
E-E-I-O.
That means you.
Fishes, the bakerman bakes to the bells of Notre Dame, to the big bells as loud as the thunder, to the little bells soft as a psalm. And some say the soul of the city is the toll of the bells. The bells of Notre Dame. This, they're beautiful, no? So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because, you know, they don't ring all by themselves.
They don't?
Oh, silly boy. Up there, high, high in the dark bell tower, lives the mysterious bell ringer. Who is this creature?
Who?
What is he?
What?
How did he come to be there?
How?
Hush. And Clopin will tell you. It is a tale. A tale of a man and a monster. Dark was the night when our tale was begun on the docks near Notre Dame.
Shut it up, will you? We'll be spotted.
Hush, little one.
Four frightened gypsies slid silently under the docks near Notre Dame.
Four guilders for safe passage into Paris.
But a trap had been laid for the gypsies. And they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were iron as much as the bell.
Judge Claude Rollo, the bells
of Notre Dame. Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin, and he saw corruption everywhere except within.
Bring these gypsy vermin to the Palace of Justice.
You there! What are you hiding?
Stolen goods, no doubt. Take them from her.
She ran.
This is an unholy demon. I'm sending it back to hell, where it belongs.
See there the innocent blood you have spilled on the steps of Notre Dame.
I am guiltless. She ran, I pursued.
How you would add this child's blood to your guilt on the steps of Notre Dame.
My conscience is clear.
You can lie to yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't a qualm, but you never can run from nor hide what you done from the eyes, the very eyes of Notre Dame.
And for one time in his life, a power and control. Frollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal soul.
What must I do?
Care for the child and raise it as your own.
What? I am to be saddled with this misshapen. Very well. But let him live with you in your church.
Live here? Where?
Anywhere. Just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see. The bell tower, perhaps. And who knows, our Lord works in mysterious ways. Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And Frollo gave the child a cruel name, a name that means half full, Quasimodo. Now, here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man? Sing the bells, bells, bells.
Zo, dat is nog eens een manier om een film in te leiden. The Bells of Notre Dame, gecomponeerd en geschreven door Alan Menken en Stephen Schwartz. Ja ja, dat heet dan een kinderfilm, maar in feite hoor je een halve opera met religieuze motieven in de muziek, inclusief Latijnse teksten. Maar ja, hoe gaat dat tegenwoordig? Laten we eens luisteren wat de soundtracks van twee relatief nieuwe animatiefilms te bieden hebben, namelijk Happy Feet en Flushed Away. We beginnen met een uitvoering van My Way in het Spaans, maar wel gezongen door Robin Williams. De tappende pinguïns moet je er zelf bij denken, maar dat gaat vast wel lukken.
Yo sé, se terminó nuestro amor divino. Mis amigos, les declaré, les diré que estoy seguro que es un hombre
sin nada más, sin don señor, con lágrimas. Debe gritar, debe sentir. En la verdad, no llega ni sobresalir. Go y say my way. Cha 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 cha.
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Tja, het is natuurlijk wel een leuk nummer hoor, She's a Lady van Tom Jones. Maar ik hoor toch liever iets origineels. Het nummer werd gebruikt in Flushed Away, net als zijn andere hit What's New Pussycat. Overigens is die film verder hartstikke leuk hoor, je mag hem zeker niet missen. We zijn er bijna mensen, tenminste voor deze special. Heus, er komen er nog meer. Ik ben nog steeds elke dag beroepshalve bezig met film. Maar ik kon het niet meer ook nog eens 15 uur per week als vrijwilligerswerk blijven doen. En daarom ligt een filmcast dus tijdelijk stil. Maar die muziekspecials, die blijven komen. Ik moet toch ergens naar luisteren in de auto, of niet? Ik sluit straks af met een nummer uit de soundtrack van de animatiefilm Cars. Namelijk Life is a Highway van Rascal Flatts. Maar daarvoor hoor je een fantastische showtune van de soundtrack van The Producers. En dan bedoel ik de remake uit 2006, die in Nederland helaas nooit is gaan draaien. Heel jammer, er staat wel een review op www.warnas.net/film. Sterker nog, er staan meer dan 700 reviews. Niet allemaal van dezelfde film natuurlijk. Ik zou die hele cd in één keer voor je willen draaien. Hij is geweldig, maar dat kan nou helemaal niet.
Daarom maar een nummer dat goede raad geeft aan iedereen die een show wil opvoeren. Hou het luchtig. Dankjewel voor het luisteren en tot de volgende Filmcast.
Did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. And I find it remarkable. Remarkable!
Then you'll do it.
Do it? Of course not. It's not my kind of thing. I mean, Max, please. World War II? Too dark. Too depressing.
The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Show should be more pretty. Show should be more witty. Show should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree more, and you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
I'm sorry, Max. It's simply not my cup of tea.
Still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think.
Your production team? Who are they?
You'll see. They all live here.
Guys! Come say hello to me out of stock in blue!
This is my set design, Brian.
Keep it mad, keep it glad, keep it gay!
Here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello! Keep it happy, keep it snappy, keep it gay!
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect! For Mr. Debris.
Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Markowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Now they all just read Springtime. What did you think of it, fellas?
It needs glamour.
And glitz.
It needs sequence.
And tits.
Roger, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with, dare I say it, frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Don't be showgirls and gooey gals. It's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max. I just couldn't do Springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the respect.
No.
Think of the prestige.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Oh, is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What? I'm genius!
I see it at last. The chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war, excuse me. That's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history.
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work.
I see... a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war! The dances they do will be daring and new. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. One, two, three, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant! I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself, Roger, when I say that you are the only man in the world who could do justice to Springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please! Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it.
No!
I'll do it.
Oh.
I'll do it! Champagne!
Ah! At the end, you are going to cheer. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Harmony's joyous, a concert.
sights. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your Strindbergs and Ibsens at bay.
Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it gay.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Memphis. Vielen Dank für die Blumen. Vielen Dank, wie süß von dir. Manchmal spielt das Leben mit dir gern Katz und Maus. Immer wird's das geben, einer der trickst dich aus. Vielen Dank für die Blumen. Vielen Dank, wie lieb von dir. Es blühen rote Rosen und sind nur Souvenir. Es blühen die Mimosen wie ein Lächeln von dir. Es blühen Herbstzeitlosen, sagen tröstend zu mir. Was macht das schon, wenn ich einmal verliere? Vielen Dank für die Blumen. Vielen Dank, wie lieb von dir.
Deze podcast werd mede mogelijk gemaakt door Podplaza. Ga voor meer informatie naar www.podplaza.nl.